From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israeli and Palestinian leaders are buckling down on the most divisive issues in their latest peace negotiations, but so far, there's been no apparent breakthrough. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell says he is still optimistic.
We are committed to a solution to the conflict that resolves all issues with the state of Israel and a sovereign, independent, and viable state of Palestine living side by side in peace and security.
Today's talks are being hosted by Egypt because of its key role in the regional peace process. The next round of negotiations are scheduled to be held tomorrow in Jerusalem. President Obama is expressing relief over news that an American hiker held prisoner in Iran for more than a year is finally free. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama says he's hopeful that Iran will release two other Americans who were detained along with Sarah Short.
Sarah Short was allowed to leave Iran after $500,000 in bail was paid. Mr. Obama says he joins all Americans in celebrating her release. The Iranian government had charged Short and two other Americans with spying, although their families insist they were innocent hikers who crossed into the country accidentally. Mr. Obama says the two remaining prisoners have committed no crime. He said he hopes Iran will show renewed compassion by ensuring their safe release. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama is challenging the nation's students to take responsibility for their education.
Nobody gets to write your destiny but you. Your future is in your hands. Your life is what you make of it. And nothing, absolutely nothing, is beyond your reach.
Today, a school in Philadelphia was the backdrop of his second back-to-school speech, except this one wasn't as controversial as last year's, when some parents accused the president of trying to force his political agenda on children. The government's reporting an upward swing in retail sales in August. They jumped 0.4%. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this was their largest gain in 5 months.
Better than anticipated back-to-school shopping and sales tax holidays in some states helped boost retail sales. Department stores, sporting goods shops, and clothing stores all showed strength. Still, this is how Madison Riley at the retail consulting firm Kurt Salmon Associates describes August sales.
Better, yes, but still not robust.
Another measure retailers watch, business inventories, rose in July by 1%. A Commerce Department report says at the same time, total business sales were up 0.7%. Riley says retailers are building up inventories to get ready for the holidays.
And we'll work through those inventories as the fall season unfolds.
Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's down slightly, 4 points at last check at 10,540. This is NPR News. A report by the international development agency ActionAid warns that poverty is costing $450 billion a year in lost income because the poorest people in the world are too hungry to work. NPR's Afibia Quist-Arkton says Africa features prominently in this report released ahead of discussions on the UN Millennium Development Goals in New York next week.
ActionAid says a lack of investment in global agriculture and rural development is making it tougher to tackle hunger in parts of the developing world. The report notes that across Africa and India, nearly half of all children are malnourished. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says there are still significant development challenges ahead.
The world as a whole is on track to reduce poverty by half by 2015. Of course, the deadline is approaching fast, and many countries are falling short, especially in Africa. Our challenge is to put our resources where they will have the greatest impact.
Africa's progress towards reaching its Millennium Development Goals will be scrutinized at the UN General Assembly. Afibia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Cuba is disclosing more details about its plan to lay off about 500,000 state workers by the middle of next year. The country's communist leaders say people working in public health, agriculture, and tourism jobs will be affected first. Cuba's urging people to consider forming private ventures such as renting property or offering transportation. The island nation reportedly will offer laid-off state workers the choice of alternative jobs or unemployment benefits for up to 3 months. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.